bonded. Then they got big hugs. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Five Americans back in the U.S. and back in the arms of loved ones this morning.
Amazing. It's amazing. Freaking believable. We're so grateful to be together after 8 years.
CMAC, Namazi, and four other Americans who had been detained in Iran landed a few hours ago, the day after being set free in a prisoner swap.
To get the five Americans home, President Biden worked to unfreeze $6 billion in Iranian funds that are only supposed to be used to buy food or medicine. The five Iranians freed from U.S. jails were charged with offenses ranging from failing to register as a foreign agent to buying parts that could be used in missiles.
That's Fox's Peter Ducey. There's an update on another jailed American, Evan Gershkovich, back in a Russian court today, appealing his arrest. The Wall Street Journal reporter is accused of being a spy, which he and the Journal deny. The U.S. calls him wrongfully detained, demanding Gershkovich be released. In a few hours, President Biden will address world leaders at the U.N. General Assembly. Iran's president is also there, and Ukraine's leader Volodymyr Zelensky will also speak, with a big focus at the summit on Russia's invasion. However, Fox's Jackie Heinrich reports from New York.
It's also about who is not here, and that includes four of the five permanent members of the U.N. Security Council. The only one showing up is the host, President Biden. While Russian President Vladimir Putin will not attend because of an international arrest warrant, Chinese President Xi Jinping also snubbed the summit. He's not even sending his foreign minister, which is a swipe at U.S.-China relations ahead of an expected meeting with Biden this November. But France's Emmanuel Macron said his heavy schedule would not allow it. And U.K. Prime Minister Rishi Sunak is also absent.
On day five of the auto workers' strike, UAW President Sean Fain in a video sets a Friday deadline. If there's no progress in talks, then
more locals will be called on to stand up and go out on strike.
So far, it's three plants that workers have walked out of, one each for Ford, GM, and Stellantis. America's listening to Fox News.
The best way to stop Joe Biden's agenda is to opt out of his inflation game by diversifying your savings into gold. I'm Dr. Ron Paul, and this is why I recommend a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To learn more, text the word SHELTER to 989898 to get a free info kit on gold. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust, so text SHELTER to 989898 right now.
Paid for by Birch Gold Group.
MVP's bonus days are back at Lowe's. Shop the largest selection of Klein tools and get five times the bonus points. Plus, right now, buy a DeWalt PowerStack battery kit and get a select DeWalt bare tool free, up to a $249 value. Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. Bonus points calculated before taxes and fees after applicable discounts, if any. Valid 9/18 through 9/29. Subject to change. DeWalt offer valid through 10/11.
Congress has 12 more days to work out some sort of budget plan to avert a partial government shutdown. House Republicans are trying to work out short-term funding through October that would include non-defense spending cuts. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik just told Fox Business.
The important part of the CR is it also includes important policy riders related to securing the border. And I will tell you, Maria, that is a catastrophe.
Some Republicans oppose this short-term funding bill, so it may not pass the House. But even if it does, the bill may go nowhere in the Senate.
It would not fulfill a $16 billion request by President Biden for additional Ukraine aid. Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer calls it reckless.
For these MAGA Republicans, it's as if gridlock is a virtue and cooperation a crime.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy has warned members a shutdown is a losing proposition and is urging a united GOP front. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Stock futures aren't moving much, like yesterday, ahead of the Federal Reserve's decision tomorrow on whether to raise interest rates again to keep fighting inflation. A college football coach is on his way out. Michigan State tells Mel Tucker he'll be fired.
A sexual harassment claim was filed against Tucker last year by sexual assault prevention advocate Brenda Tracy, who had spoken to Tucker's players at Michigan State. When Tracy's complaint became public earlier this month, the school suspended Tucker, who has denied the allegations against him.
That's Fox's Eric Messersmith on Monday Night Football. The Saints stay undefeated.
Ian Jones makes the cut and scores. From the practice squad to the end zone. What a night for Tony Jones Jr.
He scored both touchdowns for New Orleans in a 20-17 win over Carolina on ESPN. The Saints join eight other NFL teams 2-0 on the season. There was also a second Monday night game. The Pittsburgh Steelers beat the Cleveland Browns 26-22. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Illinois officially the first state in the nation to abolish cash bail. As of Monday, cash bail eliminated for criminal defendants awaiting trial. The change is part of the Landmark Safety Act. The Illinois Supreme Court upheld the law in July after dozens of state attorneys challenged it. Parris Union School District 95 revealing more information about an investigation into allegations of misusing funds. School officials say the U.S. District Attorney's Office hasn't provided the district with any information related to the case, which remains active. The district has completed the corrective action plan and submitted it to the Illinois State Board of Education. An investigation ongoing after shots fired at a Champaign apartment complex. Police said the shooting happened last Friday at County Brook Apartments. Nobody was hurt, and so far no arrests have been made. There was damage to a building. Anyone with information is asked to contact local officials. Football, the Fighting Illini home this weekend against Florida Atlantic. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Joe Miller.
Yeah, I got some Brett Bielema. If you missed his presser yesterday, play a little of that coming up. Adam Wainwright gets number 200.
Got
some Adam Wainwright. The guy is just, man, my instincts are right. I wanted to have an evening with Adam Wainwright. I probably still could.
Yeah, you could.
When he retires. Anyway, it would be a big old fundraiser, you know, $100 a seat, raise a lot of money for his charities. Anyway, it's what day? Tuesday.
Yes, September 19th.
Thank you. It is September 19th. There's Diane Ducey.
Morning.
I am Stevie J. This is meteorologist Greg Solier, brought to you by Watts Copy Systems. If you need a copier analysis, if you're spending too much on your color copies, maybe you need Greg Wolf to give you a printer and copier analysis. Just get hold of Watts Copy Systems, where service is more than a promise. Get hold of Greg Wolf. Well, Mr. Meteorologist Greg Solier, a good September 19 to you, sir.
Right back at you guys. And, yeah, congratulations on Mr. Wainwright. I think this is his retirement year, I believe. Is that not the case?
It is indeed. He's got two more starts. He said it's been a duct tape year for me. He said, "I've been trying to tell myself I'm good, but it's talking myself into a lot of things." Anyway, he got to 200. Three Cardinals in 120 years.
Congratulations to him.
Three Cardinals in 120 years have gotten to 200
wow.
wins. It's amazing.
Okay.
200 wins as a St. Louis Cardinal. Amazing. Bob Gibson was the last guy. Okay, sir. What are you reading on those maps?
Well, we've got some rain, but well to our north and northwest of us. It'll be up towards the Kankakee, as we talked about yesterday, and currently west of I-55, kind of close again in the Chicago area, extends back into parts of Iowa and southern Wisconsin, the vanguard of a more showery weather picture for parts of the western and southwestern Corn Belt in particular, and that's some of the worst drought areas as well. But we'll get into a fair shake around here. Nothing, I think, in the sense of a start to a delayed harvest season by any means, milder to warmer and generally drier. But a little moisture from time to time certainly helps the dryness situation here in East Central Illinois. 53 now, Willard and Savoy, 50 at Danville, 53 up at Kankakee, 63 over at St. Louis. 78, the forecast high with partly to mostly sunny sky, southeast to south breezes, bottoming out in the mid-50s for tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm southeast wind, and a high around 82. Yeah, late summer continues on around here, up to 83 and a partly sunny, warm Thursday, 85 on Friday, almost 10 degrees above average. We will officially clock into the fall season well before daybreak on Saturday, but in the afternoon and in a kickoff about 82 to 84 degrees with a partly cloudy sky, so a warm one at Memorial Stadium. We'll introduce a couple of showers around, not a complete wash over Sunday and more so Monday, Tuesday next week. High temperatures still well above average between 75 and 80 degrees. For Stephen A. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Political news contributor, host of Grassroots TrueCast podcast, founder and CEO of Valentino Holdings, Gene Valentino. Gene, how are you?
And a pleasant good morning. We're down here in Pensacola, Florida. Which way is the wind blowing?
Yeah, I don't know. I have to look, but Pensacola, I love Pensacola. We've been there before. It's a beautiful area of the country.
Blue Angels, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yes, 2 miles away, of the Blue Angels.
Yeah, well, I know we were going to talk about, you know, Nancy Pelosi could have guarded the Capitol on January 6th, but I wanted to get your take also. Is it a good idea to give $6 billion to the world's leader in terrorism to get five hostages that shouldn't have been there anyway?
Well, we sure sent a signal of what our threshold of pain is, haven't we? We have compromised our standards on the world scene with that stunt, and I regret any, we certainly want our hostages home. There's no question about that. But the compromise in our thinking has to be the national security and the defense of the nation. We've turned back to them, hostile, proven terrorists intent on killing Americans and taking down America. What's our threshold of pain going to be to protect this nation in the future? Are we going to roll over and acquiesce every time someone else pulls a stunt like this?
Well, doesn't it encourage more of it?
Yes, it does. Absolutely. And that's what scares me. We need a policy nationwide if we're going to have citizens traveling abroad to be much more careful about where they're going and when. If they're government officials and people working on behalf of the United States of America in different roles worldwide, then in that context, buyer beware, or I should say in this case, employee beware. If their contractor is doing work abroad, they know in advance clearly what their risk is engaging in business in foreign countries that don't have the civility standard we once had.
Just arrest you, call you a spy, throw you away, and tell America that, you know, if you want your spy back, you have to give me money. And then the deal was supposed to be, well, America will decide how they spend the money. That's just not true.
That's correct. That is correct. We know how they're going to spend the money, all right. They're going to spend the money perpetrating the next Twin Tower attack in New York or the like nationwide.
Okay, John, Gene Valentino, I'm just captivated by a completely different topic. The Icon A5. This is a little aircraft, Diane, that Gene's involved with. Mm. And it's like a two-seater that can land on land and water. And it'll cover 500 miles, I think, per tank. And I think you even put a dang parachute on it, right?
Yeah. I'm looking at it right now. I'm in my man cave. I affectionately refer to my man cave. My wife calls it the doghouse. but it's overlooking my mezzanine. I'm looking down on the hangar now, and it's my little beauty. And we have a love affair every once in a while, and off we go in the airplane. And it's about a 430-mile radius, but it's nice. I can get over to various parts of Florida and up towards Tennessee. Rather quickly. It's an amphibious aircraft. So since you're looking at that, since I think I know what you're looking at on my website, you'll also find a video there. I was one of the guest pilots in the Blue Angels Air Show last July.
I'll be darned.
Here in Pensacola. It's sort of the civilian pre-show before the Blue Angels have their annual exhibition before 150,000 people here.
So if you're in Pensacola, Florida, and I want to go down to Fort Lauderdale for dinner, I mean that's no big deal, right? It's a really cool thing. You have to get a full pilot's license, I know, and everything else FAA related. But the darn thing, I can get one for $269,000, which is like a fancy car now. I mean, it's crazy the price you've got it. Anyway, it's called the Icon A5, folks. You want to look it up and decide you want to kind of have a new way to transport, and particularly land or water. Plus, you can tow it like a boat. What the heck is that?
Yeah. Yeah, you can reach me at GeneValentino.com or GrassrootsTruthCast.com, and I'll point you in the right direction if people are aware of people are interested. And you guys have to make your way down here. We'll tootle around the Gulf Coast of America here.
Pretty cool. Gene, nice to meet you. Thanks for your time this morning. Maybe we can chat again sometime.
I look forward to it. Best to everybody.
You as well. It's Gene Valentino's his name, and he was talking a little politics there, but I had to ask him about it. He's involved in this little aircraft. It's fascinating.
Absolutely. It's so cool.
I mean, you know, planes, you get into planes, millions of dollars.
Right.
This is the fancy tricked out one is under $400,000, which is like, okay, that's a lot, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You get in there. The fact that you have an aircraft, now you have to look at the weather and say, I can't fly it. You know,
right.
You have to be that kind of, but I mean, the thing has a parachute. If something happens, it like parachutes you down. It's fancy. Very cool. All right, quarter after 7, ESPN 93.5 Sports Headline.
Of course, we're your home for the St. Louis Cardinals. So happy about Adam Wainwright and 200 wins. He achieved it yesterday. Let's get your Redbird recap.
Hello, I'm John Rooney, and last night at Busch Stadium, it was a one-run game, a home run by Wilson Contreras in the fourth inning with two outs. That came off Freddie Peralta just inside the left field foul pole, and that run stood up as Adam Wainwright sealed his 200th career win.
The 2-1 pitch with two outs. Here comes to Adamas. A swing, and it's popped up. Short right field. Tommy Edman goes out. He's under it. He makes the catch. It's a Waino Redbird winner. 200 career victories for Adam Wainwright, joining Bob Gibson and Jesse Haynes as 200 game winners in the Cardinal organization. Light up the night for Waino.
Wainwright has beaten the Milwaukee Brewers for the 22nd time in his career. And a save for Ryan Helsley is 12th in 16 save opportunities. 1-0 Cardinals. Tonight, Drew Rahm pitches against Milwaukee, and we're on the air at 5:50. Congratulations, Adam.
The Cardinals Hall of Fame and Museum is the official home of Cardinals history. For those who want to be a part of one of the sport's greatest collections in the world, museum membership is the way to go. Cardinals Museum membership provides unlimited admission for 1 year, exclusive Hall of Fame bobbleheads, discounts, ticket offers, and more, in addition to supporting exhibit design and artifact restoration. There are a variety of membership levels, including our ultimate level of membership. For more info and to join, go to cardinals.com/membership.
Did you want to do another Adam Wainwright?
I'm going to play Adam Wainwright a little longer form.
Okay.
Right after the Fox Business Minute. He is such a good man.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that just can't be happier for a guy. And that awesome. That's a Cardinal highlight for the year.
That's right.
It was a good one.
Pretty much.
But that's it. Pretty much.
Pittsburgh is in Wrigley to take on the Chicago Cubs.
Gotta win.
Yeah.
I mean, this is crunch time. Cubs have lost 5 straight. They're still tied with Cincinnati for the third and final wild card spot in the National League. You gotta beat Cincinnati. I'm sorry, you got to beat Pittsburgh and Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Colorado's the third worst record in baseball. He lost 2 out of 3 out there. You got to go. If you can get 5 this week, Cubs will be in good shape. 5
okay.
out of 6.
Okay.
You got to win. These are crunch games. Season's almost over. It's time to win if the Cubs are going to go postseason.
6:40 start over on US 105.9. Cubs using Javier Assad on the mound. We had Chicago White Sox over Washington 6-1. They've got a 6:05 start as that series continues. Well, we've got Florida Atlantic with a 2:30 start on Saturday the 23rd. Join us on the 22nd Friday. Try to win some tickets, some jerseys, there's drink specials. It's live at Pia's after 3, and boy, is that a good time. They've also called the Illinois a Purdue game in West Lafayette. That's a 2:30 start, and it'll be on Peacock streaming. So that's, I believe, September 30th. We had Pittsburgh over the Browns 26-22, and your New Orleans Saints come out on top 27-17 over Carolina.
First time Saints are 2-0 in 10 years.
Okay.
Good stuff. Weather brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you, always looking for good members of the team and great opportunities for growth in various positions. You can research more at carl.org/careers.
Logan every once. Let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, Van and vicinity, and these waning days of summertime expected to give way to more summer-like weather as we roll into the fall season right here just before the daybreak hours of Saturday. Football Saturday itself, well, delightful. Temperatures up past the 80-degree mark at kickoff time with a fair amount of sunshine. Showery weather begins over the course of the back end of the weekend and through much of next week as well, but not the complete story for the entire fall season. Milder to warmer and drier with El Nino still in high overdrive. Partly sunny, 78 today with southeast to south winds. There are some showers up along and north of the Kankakee this morning. Partly cloudy, 56 for tonight. Mostly sunny for the day tomorrow, 82. We'll climb to 83 with a partly sunny Thursday, 84 on an unseasonably warm Friday. And over the weekend, dry Saturday, maybe a shower or two coming along Sunday and Monday. High temperatures low to mid 80s. Nights down between 55 and 60 degrees. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
A tradition of excellence over 150 years in the making. At Busey Bank, we're committed to building relationships that span generations. Wherever your journey in life leads you, we are with you along the way, creating a legacy for you and your family. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Elizabeth MacDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Today, you'll be able to buy a piece of Instacart. The grocery delivery company is launching its stock on the NASDAQ. The ticker symbol is CART. The parent company is actually named Maple Bear. The stock's been priced at $30 a share, the upper end of its expected range. Amazon is holding a fall sale, and now Target has revealed it will too. Amazon's Prime Day deals are October 10th and 11th. Target's Circle Week will be October 1st to 7th. Target says it's offering deep discounts for loyalty program members, and the company says it's planning to hire nearly 100,000 seasonal team members. The Federal Reserve's meeting is today and tomorrow. Its decision on interest rates and its assessment on the economy is expected Wednesday. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, The Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Tabman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tabmanstowing.com.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business, as well as Central Illinois employees dedicated to providing you with professional installation and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks, get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com and let's get started on your project.
The best steaks in Central Illinois belong to one institution, and that's the Long Branch Steakhouse in beautiful downtown eclectic Gifford. I'm Jay Lehman. I'm a regular at Long Branch Steakhouse. I take my wife. I take my kids. I love the fried pickles, fried mushrooms, the onion rings, and of course, the steaks. The ribeye is my personal favorite. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9. Tell Donnie Jay Lehman sent you. Don't forget the mac and cheese. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 in downtown Gifford.
And they are actually shut this week for cleaning and vacation, and that's good for them.
Yep.
They'll be back a week from tomorrow.
It seems like Donnie and Hunter work all the time.
Maybe they just, and if they're not at the restaurant, they're buying stuff and preparing for when they're open. They're open exactly. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 5 to 9. Not this week, again, back a week from tomorrow. Okay, it's 7:23. Adam Wainwright, he's a good human being. He really, really is. He does a lot of good charitable work. He's going to be a great broadcaster. Somebody's going to hire him. He'll be outstanding because he's got a personality.
Mm-hmm.
So he came into the league when we were enjoying D. Brown, Roger Powell, James Augustine, Darren Williams, Luther Head. That was that team.
That's right.
That's when Adam started with the Cardinals, 2005. And he came in a long, tall, skinny kid, traded from Atlanta to the St. Louis Cardinals, and 18 years later, it happened. So he met with the media after his 200th win.
I do think that having to work as hard as I had to work for it made me savor it that much more, you know. There was a time where I really wasn't sure if I was going to be able to keep going, you know, or if they were going to even let me keep going. But I'm sure glad I got to, and glad I turned things around as of late, try to, you know, maybe make some adjustments, figure out how to pitch with the stuff I'm working with. So, but that's one of the most fun games I've ever pitched in my whole life, you know. Certainly will go down as a top three moment for me ever, you know, baseball-wise. So glad I got to do it here in front of our fans.
Wayno, you told us several times you thought you were close, your pitch here or there, or away from getting out of it, weak contact here or there. Did you feel like you could summon it one more time? Like,
yeah.
Did it feel in the middle of the game, hey, I've got this, I've got something special working?
Yeah, and I felt, I haven't really... The last couple of times I felt like I was better with execution and in those big spots. And tonight when Ollie came out in the sixth, or was that the seventh? Seventh. He said, you want this batter? I said, yeah, I think you should give it to me. And he goes, all right, you got the rest of this inning. But, at that spot, I felt in control, and I felt like I was going to get out of there. And I felt like I wanted me out there, you know. There was some notion that I had that I might try to pitch that whole game. But, I think Ollie made the right decision.
Adam, you thought you were held together with duct tape before the game.
Yep, I did. Yeah, it's been a duct tape kind of year for me. I've had my arm taped a few times. Tonight I had my back taped up. It's just been really tough. Just everything. You know, when I'm healthy and going full steam, I can pitch pretty good. You know, I'm just very confident, still confident that I could do that if I was healthy. But I've not been healthy all year. You know, the times that I've felt like I was healthy or getting there, I think it was really just me trying to talk myself into it, you know. But I think that's plain to see. I'm not telling anything to y'all that you don't already know. But I am somewhat proud of the fact that it's hard to keep this guy down, you know. I'm proud. Every time I got knocked down, I got back up, and I got knocked down a bunch. I had to get back up a bunch, I had incredible family behind me. I had incredible teammates and coaching staff behind me that lifted me up and encouraged me the whole time. Never let me get down to myself. I don't even know how many texts I got after games where I was still feeling the lowest of lows. And a teammate would text me, hey, we believe in you. We know you're going to finish strong and you're going to help us win games. You know what that does for your mind? That's an incredibly powerful thing, and there's an incredible group of guys in that clubhouse that have helped me right along the way, and there's just no doubt that, you know, I'm living prayer to prayer out there, you know, not even pitch to pitch, just prayer to prayer. And I know Goldie has told me several times that he stays in prayer while I'm out there pitching, you know, just praying for me, trying to finish the job. And I've just got such a great support staff.
That's so great. It's just great, great, great. Adam Wainwright, and the last guy to do this was Bob Gibson.
Right.
I think 1972.
Only three in Cardinals history.
Yeah.
The 38th pitcher in National League history to achieve 200 wins.
Yeah.
The 24th pitcher since the year 2000 Major League.
It's just hard to get there.
Yeah.
Because of what he said. I mean, A, it takes a long time, 17, 18 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And B, it's like you got to stay healthy, and you're whatever age, 40 or whatever, 42. I don't know how old he's.
He's 42.
Now. Yeah,
33,176 in Busch Stadium to see it.
It was the
standing ovation from the crowd.
It felt like a playoff, and they were facing a tough Milwaukee pitcher. You know, Milwaukee's got the best pitching in the National League. I think they're number two starters, number one relievers. I mean, in earned run average. So I mean, the Brewers have won pitching. You got to have pitching. Cardinals don't have pitching.
Well, cool to have Wilson Contreras homer off of Freddie Peralta.
Well, he hit the ball. I'd like to know what the stopwatch time is between him hitting it and it leaving. It was like under 2 seconds. He hit the ball 115 miles an hour. It was out down the line in a blink. It was a line drive home run. It was awesome, and the Cardinals could not get much off Freddie Peralta. So, anyway, it's a great night for the St. Louis Cardinals. That's going to be the highlight for this season, but at least you had one. So,
yep.
And the Cardinals will retool, I hope, and figure out for next year. All right, I got to tell you about the border. It's not good. Stand by. There's a train on the way with a lot of migrants. We'll tell you about that next. 729. From computer systems to brakes and tires too, at PDR, fixing cars is what they do. Remember, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 or use their dedicated text-only line at 383-0619. Additional information including repair quotes and online scheduling requests available from the website at pdrauto.com. Remember, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR.
Allow us to offer you a welcoming invitation to our MCC family get-together on Sunday, September 24th. Come and join our Muhammad Christian Church as we will celebrate our weekly worship service outside at 10 a.m. A tent canopy to protect from the weather will be in place, and a welcoming team will greet you and your family and assist your every need. Bottled water, smiles, and a chorus of "Glad to see you" will be provided. And oh, please stop by our children's ministry table and here are the creative, exciting, and fun walks with Jesus. Join us as we share communion and the feeling of our Lord smiling with his blessings. That's Muhammad Christian Church, 908 North Lake of the Woods Road, Sunday, September 24th, for outside service at 10 a.m. And stay for our MCC family get-together picnic, absolutely free, following service. We are Muhammad Christian Church, 908 North Lake of the Woods Road. Please visit MuhammadChristian.org.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden addresses the United Nations General Assembly this morning.
One of the really important topics that the White House says that the president will be addressing today will be continued support for Ukraine. But really the big story today will be the encounter that the president will have, at least in the same room, with Iran's president. His address to the UN will come just one day after five Americans who were detained in Iran were freed in a prisoner exchange.
Fox's Alexandria Hoth. Those Americans are now back in the U.S. Former New York City mayor and Trump advisor Rudy Giuliani is sued over nearly $1.4 million in unpaid legal fees.
The lawsuit filed in state court in Manhattan seeks full payment of Giuliani's unpaid bills, as well as costs and fees from their efforts to get him to pay up. Giuliani has responded by saying he's personally hurt by the suit and that the firm's bill is in excess to anything approaching legitimate legal fees.
Fox's Ted Linder. Giuliani's legal problems are largely related to efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Champaign police has confirmed their response to an apartment complex on Friday because shots were fired there. Officers dispatched to the County Brook Apartments before 2 in the afternoon. When they arrived, they found evidence of gunfire, including damage to the building. So far, nobody hurt. No arrests were made. Construction's underway at a new athletic center at the campus of Milliken University. Groundbreaking was held Friday for the David J. and Deborah C. Ratchey Athletic Center. $10 million facility designed to benefit Milliken student-athletes. It's expected to be done by late 2024. Champaign officials highlighting a new crosswalk. It was recently installed on John Street at the intersection of Country Fair Drive to improve pedestrian safety. It'll help address safety concerns for the increased crossings at this location due to recently built pickleball courts in the area. Fighting Illini take on Florida Atlantic at home this weekend. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Weather with meteorologist Greg Solier, brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
So many cool fall programs, and now is the time to look things over. Even if you want to do some swim lessons for the kids or get them in on some crafty things, they've got the pickleball. They've got all kinds of options for health and fitness. UrbanaParks.org.
Logan, everyone, let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Ann vicinity with a developing warm front to the north and west of us. Some shower activity noted this morning north of the Kankakee and along and west of the I-55-57 corridor. No real impact at East Central Illinois, but it is a showery weather pattern, but remaining on a mild note for the time of year over the weekend, back end of the weekend in particular, and a good part of next week as well. Partly sunny for the day today, up to 78. That's seasonal for the time of year. And a southeast to south wind tonight, partly cloudy. Sunny skies, 56. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, warm. We'll climb to 82 in a southeast breeze. Bottoming out with increasing cloudiness tomorrow night, down to 57. Partly sunny, continued warm up to 83 on Thursday. Sunshine, 84 on Friday. First day of autumn, anything but, with high up to 84 degrees there on Saturday. Kickoff temperatures in the low to mid-80s as well for football. And then Sunday, Monday, a couple of showers and high temperatures right around or a hair below the 80-degree mark. For Stevie J Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Retired ICE Field Office Director, member of the Senior Executive Service, and as the Field Office Director for the states of Colorado, Wyoming, also a U.S. Air Force veteran, former Field Office Director for Immigration and Customs Enforcement, John Fabricatore. John, thanks for your service to your country, my friend.
Hey, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
I can't imagine being an ICE Field Officer Director in the last 3 years. When were you there? When did you leave?
So I retired last July, but I really haven't stopped going to the border since then. So I became a board member for the National Immigration Center for Enforcement, and I've been down to the border 7 times since I've retired, because I want to get out there and show people exactly what's going on. I believe that there's been a kind of a national blackout as to what the real problem is at the border. And I just want to be able to support ICE agents and Border Patrol agents, because what they're dealing with right now is very overwhelming.
I can't imagine. There's videos now of train filled with migrants heading toward the U.S. southern border from Mexico. I don't get it. I just don't understand why I'm a bigot for wanting to see some identification and having you fill out paperwork to enter my country. I don't understand. Nobody else in the world will do that. Why are we doing this, no. John? Why is this happening?
It's a horrific problem, and it's not changing, because this administration just refuses to acknowledge that there's an issue. So last week I went down to the border in Arizona, went down to Lukeville, into the Oregon Pipe National Monument down there, which is in the desert. I got there at 4 o'clock in the afternoon and immediately ran into 136 illegal immigrants from Africa. By 6 p.m. that night, 4 Border Patrol agents had close to 600 people in custody in that desert area. Just severely overwhelmed. You know, people from Senegal, Mauritania, from Ghana. There were 200 there from Ecuador. It was just incredible. And to see what these Border Patrol agents are dealing with, and that this administration's not doing something about it, it's alarming, and people should be alarmed about it.
Well, I mean, what's the end game? They think they're all going to vote Democrat? I don't understand the purpose. Why they're just... We're talking about incredible sex trafficking. We're talking about all kinds of horrific crimes being committed. We're talking about terrorists getting across. For sure, how do we know they're not? It's chaos, and they let it happen. I just don't get it.
It's an open border policy that, by design, they are letting happen. I mean, no one can look at this just like you are right now, looking at it and going, why is this happening? That is the only thing that I can come across my mind, where I'm like, this has to be by design. They know that this is happening. This administration knows what's happening, and they still allow it to happen. To me, there's a reason for that. An end game, just like you said, is it for more votes? I really don't know, but the situation's so bad. Last year alone, they had over 100 known or suspected terrorists that they actually encountered. Now, that's what they found. We've had 1.5 million gotaways where Border Patrol knows they came in but couldn't encounter them before they got lost in the brush, wound up getting through. So who's amongst that group of 1.5 million gotaways, the ones who wanted to get away? There's definitely some nefarious people in that group, definitely some criminals, possibly some known or suspected terrorists, and that this administration just continues to gaslight us on TV and tell us in these White House briefings that the border is secure, there's an issue. There's a huge problem.
Well, my dream, if I live long enough to see it, would be to have every single one of them vote Republican, and then the Democrats will say, illegal, deport them, they're illegal, deport them. That's exactly what they would do, and it's unconscionable what they're doing for the safety of the country. I just say, right. every one of you, welcome to America. Your new address is Martha's Vineyard. You're all going there. I would send them everybody to Washington, D.C. and Martha's Vineyard. You see what's happening? It's a human tragedy. What these people, and it's horrible to see, and we're allowing it. We have no answers. We have no way to pay for anything, and we are it's such a responsibility by this administration to allow such a policy, in my opinion.
You know, every state is now becoming a border state. They're witnessing what these southern border states have dealt with for decades. And now other states in the interior of the U.S. are starting to see that. I mean, last week when I saw the protests in New York, that people were protesting what was going on, it started to make me realize that people's eyes are being opened. They're not just taking what this administration is saying and believing it. They're starting to see for themselves that many of these illegal immigrants are bringing crime with them, that they potentially could be bringing disease. Now, look, I want legal immigration. This is America. We are a melting pot.
Well, I want people to do it legally. Well, I want to know who you are.
Absolutely.
I want to make sure that you're tested for diseases. I mean, we should want that as a nation, should we not?
I mean, my gosh, I'm a product of an immigrant directly. Well, I'm all for it. I absolutely. My father came here in 1945. He filled all the paperwork out. He had to wait. He had to do all the stuff. And yet we were called bigots for not allowing people. Bring me your tired and poor. Yeah, you can go through Ellis Island. I kicked a lot of people out at Ellis Island. Should we destroy Ellis Island because you're bigots then? I mean, we're trying to take down statues and all the stupid stuff now. It's just so frustrating.
So frustrating, right? And you know, people like you that are putting the word out and talking about it, that's what we need. I mean, we just continuously need to make sure that we're keeping the word out because the Border Patrol needs help. That's the first thing that I want to see. This administration needs to stop gaslighting us and send help down to the Border Patrol.
Well, but if they quit whipping people, you know, I've seen the pictures, John. Let me. I've just put a montage together of people in Illinois talking about this subject right now. Listen to our montage.
Okay.
Nobody's talking about it. It's just.
That's crazy.
What are you going to do, man? What are you going to do? I can scream from the mountaintop, and I guess people are just a lot of them shrug their shoulders and you know call me whatever names and whatever they want to do.
We haven't even touched on the drugs that are coming over and the guns that are coming from America to Mexico to fuel up the cartel.
It's an open border. The cartels went from millionaires to billionaires. Okay,
so. Billionaires. They're making billions off of this. Exactly.
All right. What am I to do? Just push the administration to support ICE? I don't know what to do.
Yeah, you know, continue doing what you do. Keep your eyes on this and, you know, keep reporting about it. I'm going to keep going down to the border. I upload a lot of stuff to my Twitter. So if people are out there and they want to see some of the photos that I took down in Arizona, it's at Johnny_Fab. You can see some of the videos that we took. But we just got to keep the word out because we got to put pressure on this administration to support ICE, to support the Border Patrol. Right now, Customs and Border Protection has the highest amount of suicides in law enforcement because these men and women are seeing this every single day, thousands of people that they're dealing with. It's just incredible. And again, this administration does nothing.
Well, it's going to get worse if we do another 4 years of this, John. It's going to get a lot worse. I mean, this is already, in my opinion, out of control. John Fabricatori, you said John... How do I find you again?
John E_Fab.
John E_Fab. You'd also have been great, like a basketball player. Basketball John Fabricatori. It was a great, great sound. It was a great bounce to your name. We need to talk again sometime. You got great passion and information. We just loved having you on here today, John.
Great. Thanks. See you soon.
John Fabricatori, former ICE field office director. You could hear it in his voice how frustrated he is and how hard of a situation we have. But to continue to have an open door policy, and they'll say, well, we don't have an open. Yeah, you do. 5.5 million people, 3 years. Where are they? Well, a lot of them are on the streets of New York. Well, it's because of those bigoted governors in southern states bussing them up. They're sending folks in midnight flights all over the country. We weren't supposed to know that, but they certainly were doing that. So then some governors said, I'm just let them help me handle this and ship them up to New York. And New York's having a real problem. Chicago's got problems.
Oh, yeah.
And
I've seen it myself.
Why not
Washington,
D.C.?
Outside of community buildings, just loitering in some, you know, lawn chairs. The schools, they say that there's an influx of Spanish-speaking young kids and not enough staff to manage it, and they don't know, you know, they didn't sign up and go through the proper channels.
Well, you're supposed to now get Spanish speaking teachers. I'm not against that, but they need to learn English. If you're supposed to assimilate into my country, you're just supposed to be part of this, and these are some of the simple rules. And there are a whole bunch of people. Hey, listen, if I'm from Ghana, if I'm from somewhere in the world and America has an open border, I'm coming with my family. There's about 8 billion people that want to be in America. You know, we're told we're a horrible nation. We need to burn it down by a core of people now that have a microphone a lot and tell us how bad we are. I mean, New York just talked about taking down George Washington statues all over New York. Thomas Jefferson, take them all down. We've just lost our mind. No common sense. 217-359-2255. You want to jump in on the text line, you're welcome. All our guests appear via the Tapman's Towing phone line.
Tapman's Towing, team of experienced tow professionals, is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
If you need a new business sign or signage for your golf outing, we can do it and help you get noticed. Hi, this is Kirk Lehman, owner of Aftershock Decals and Design. And we can produce any kind of signage you want with our graphic design team. You want a custom design? We are here for you. And we are easy to work with, I promise. So visit us at AftershockDD.com to get a quote and get noticed. That's AftershockDD.com. Get noticed.
Here we go. Sports headlines at a quarter till 8.
Well, the St. Louis Cardinals will play Milwaukee tonight. Is it 5:40?
Okay.
Yeah. ESPN 93.5.
I should know that. I think we go on the air at 5:50 and probably 6:45 first pitch.
Gotcha.
But now the Adams show's over. Play out the season, stay healthy. Cardinals don't matter as far as anything. We're really interested in Chicago Cubs. We're on US 105.9 with them. They're in the crunch week. This is the week that'll decide if they're going to the playoffs.
Right.
They got to win.
Well, and it helps as the St. Louis Cardinals keep beating the Brewers.
Doesn't matter anymore. They're too far ahead.
Oh, wow.
It's just the wild card now.
Thank you.
Both Cincinnati and Chicago are 6 games back with 2 weeks to play.
Gotcha.
It's just going to be a wild card shot. Cubs can do it, but they got to win. And they've lost 8 of the last 10, so it's now or never. So,
okay.
Come on.
Well, let's get your Redbird recap.
Because it's Adam. Wait, this is the feature for the year for me. This is it.
Hello, I'm John Rooney, and last night at Busch Stadium, it was a one-run game, a home run by Wilson Contreras in the 4th inning with 2 outs. That came off Freddie Peralta just inside the left field foul pole, and that run stood up as Adam Wainwright sealed his 200th career win.
The 2-1 pitch with 2 outs. Here comes to Adamas. A swing and it's popped up. Short right field. Tommy Edman goes out. He's under it. He makes the catch. It's a Waino Redbird winner. 200 career victories for Adam Wainwright, joining Bob Gibson and Jesse Haynes as 200 game winners in the Cardinal organization. Light up the night for Waino.
Wainwright has beaten the Milwaukee Brewers for the 22nd time in his career. And a save for Ryan Helsley is 12th in 16 save opportunities. 1-0 Cardinals. Tonight, Drew Rahm pitches against Milwaukee, and we're on the air at 5:50.
Pittsburgh and the Chicago Cubs start up a series at 6:40 over on US 105.9.
Pittsburgh is obviously better. They're ahead of the Cardinals by 3 games this year, next to last place. And it used to be a kind of a rollover team. Not now. They're much better. So Chicago's got to get her done. And I'm hoping they do. I mean, we have them on US 105.9. I want the Cubs to go to postseason.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of Cub fans in our region that listen. We want you to have success. If the Cardinals aren't going to go, why wouldn't I root for the Cubs? And I'm not an anti-Cub. I'm not at all.
Right.
Hey, man, let's go. And White Sox aren't good.
A Cubs-leaning bar as P is at 1609 West Springfield Avenue. It's Tuesday, Taco Tuesday. It's South of the Border Day with the Mexican beers and the tequila all on a special on Tuesday. So might want to take in the game with some other fans. Chicago White Sox, a 6:05 start at Washington after the White Sox came out on top 6-1 yesterday. In NFL action, Pittsburgh over the Browns, 26-22. What's trending, especially for fantasy footballers who had chosen Nick Chubb, the Cleveland All-Pro running back, it looks like that knee injury will have him out for the season. New Orleans over Carolina, that final was 20-7. Also trending is a story about Mel Tucker. What is he thinking? Michigan State University gave him a letter of intent to terminate. Let's see, $79 million remaining on that contract. A complaint filed in December regarding a sexual awareness speaker, Brenda Tracy, and an incident happening with her. My goodness.
I mean, what was he? He wasn't thinking.
Right.
He's got some obviously issues.
So Harlan Burnett has been elevated to interim coach, aided by Mark D'Antonio, who was a former Spartans coach.
Yeah, he's a serious man. So Mark D'Antonio had a lot of success with Michigan State. An older guy now. But I guess that's, I don't know.
So he's back to make sure things are okay at MSU. Illinois and Florida Atlantic, that's a 2:30 kick Saturday the 23rd.
I think we're 13-point favorites.
Okay. And then we've got our live broadcast from Pia's. We'd love to see you there after 3 on Friday if you want to try to win some tickets. We've also got the game against Purdue on September 30th at 2:30 in West Lafayette.
Ooh, that's going to be an interesting week because both teams are 1 win, 2 losses starting the year. This is our former defensive coordinator running the program.
Yes, Ryan
now.
Walters.
Yeah, so we definitely don't want to lose.
Right.
But it'll be a jacked up crowd, and they've got a good quarterback in Hudson Card. So, hey, man, it's Brett Bielmozowska. I don't know who the guy, there's somebody in the press row that asks some agitating questions. So he said to Brett, I think it was whatever question he asked. Maybe it was about Aaron Henry not being the defensive coordinator. He says, that's the worst question you've ever asked. I mean, okay, it's that kind of response.
Yeah.
This time he said, is this a must win? He said, you know what I'm going to say? It's the next game.
Right.
And every game is a chance to win and chance to lose. He said that before. So you've got to go. Obviously, you do have to beat Florida Atlantic. But I said it. I said it yesterday. I believe this is a bowl team again. I don't think it's a spectacular football team, but I think we're on the come. I think we're getting better. I think we're building a program. I think it's a process, but just somehow get to 6 so I can go to a bowl.
Right.
I think that's important for the 15 practices and the fact that you're a bowl team every year. That's what we want to be.
And, you can hear the show anytime at steviejay.com and The Drive, and that was some of the commentary from Jay Layman yesterday in the 3 o'clock hour, and then to hear from Luke Altman himself. Altmaier.
Yeah, but he said that kid's a great kid too.
Yeah.
I really liked how he handled the adversity, the upbeat tone he had. Luke Altmaier's on every Monday with Lon and Derek at 4:05. If you missed it, go to steviejay.com, steviejay.com. You can podcast and hear Luke Altmaier.
You'll
really like him.
That's right.
And if he can be the man, he'll be here for 2 more seasons. That'll have huge value. With an experienced quarterback that can do what he can do.
And said he got number 9 with the Drew Brees in mind?
They said, the boys asked him, what NFL, and we got to call Todd. What NFL team he falls? He said, I'm from Mississippi. New Orleans is the closest thing I got. And I really followed Drew Brees, and that's why I wear number 9. So it wasn't quite that exaggerated Southern accent, but he's got a little twang. But he's, as far as, I look at character, as all the coaches do, and you want people with character, and man, he's got a ton of it. So I'm rooting for him. He's got to keep the ball in our jersey's hands and throw to the right guy. But listen, I think Penn State had some really good defensive backs. One or two of those are really good picks. A couple of really bad throws. Got to get better, and everybody knows that. But we're rooting for him because. Super good guy. All right, at this time of the week, we talk a little doggy and cat. We'd love doing that. Dr. Todd Likens, Pet Pro, Madison Kirby and Champagne. Todd, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys.
So a little Mosey felt a little sick yesterday. Uh-oh. How do you know, besides her throwing up?
Okay.
And you can't, feel their forehead or anything.
Right.
But how do you know about a dog not feeling well?
Good question. That's a tough one. You got to kind of, I guess I would describe, if you got vomiting, and it can go on for 5 or 10 minutes, and then if it settles down and the doggy's feeling seems to be okay, it's probably okay that you not come in. But if your vomiting persists, over longer periods of time, say 12 hours or more, plus if you start getting diarrhea or things, that's definitely need a checkup to see what's going on.
It's fascinating to watch, because you can't feel their forehead. You can't, say, gosh, they look pale. I mean, human things. And then when she started playing a little bit a half hour later, we all felt a little better. So,
yeah. And see, that's typical. You had the episode
And then a little bit later, within a short period of time, they're starting to feel better.
Yeah.
And so that's normal. You got to review kind of like, did they eat anything weird? Did you change diet? Did, you know, all these type things come into play. Insect stings can cause that. Mm. This time of year, they can be kind of aggressive. So all things to consider. And it's always one of those things on the phone. It's like, do they bring them in? Here they are. I'm not. I can't make that call. If they look really punk, then they need to come in.
Yep, and you can do all the stuff veterinarians do.
Right. And the other big thing is, if you got diarrhea, bring me the poop. I need to look for those parasites.
Gotcha. What about, you check, you know, rectal thermometer temperatures? I mean, does the dog get a fever?
Yes, dogs, 100 to 101, I would expect to be normal at home. I start calling a fever here. I give them a little room for excitement. About 102, I start calling it if it fits with the symptoms. It's, again, a little bit subjective there, too. And how is this dog acting? If the dog's bouncing off the walls and licking me like crazy, and it's 102 and 4, I'll call that normal.
Okay.
If it's 102.4 and it's laying down, not moving, I'll call that fever.
Gotcha. Okay, what else are you seeing on the streets out there in the veterinarian world, Todd?
Well, it's time. It's my allergy drugs are well stocked. Mm. We got summer allergies going. We got fall allergies starting up. And soon the farmers are going to be throwing all sorts of mold and things in the air as they harvest the grains and everything.
Yep, yep.
And so we're going to have all these allergy whammies coming at you here. So I always kind of recommend, if your dog's got licks their feet a lot and things, keep a damn cloth by the door and wipe those legs and bellies off when they come in, just to relieve the burden of contact irritants.
All right, crazy question. Just came to my mind. You know, they say...
I don't expect anything different from you, Stevie.
Local honey can help humans with allergies. Local honey produced here locally can help you with your own allergies. Heard that forever. I wonder if I gave a lick of honey for the... Yeah, I wonder. Just wild.
I have... I would suspect if the research is there on people, it'll probably be similar in doggies.
I'm
not aware of a study, though.
Yeah, probably no study. We could just do it and say, Dr. Todd Likens did this, baby.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Something I was going to ask, it was trending last week about the American XL bullies being banned in Great Britain.
Type of a bulldog, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, I don't get stuff like that. I mean, you know, restrictions, yes, but the bans is kind of crazy, I think.
Well, if you train a dog to be aggressive, they're going to be aggressive, but these people that fight dogs make me sick. It just makes me sick. It's horrible.
Exactly. I mean, and that's it. It's not, a lot of times there are tendencies, you know. I always talk about, don't be a senior citizen, get an Australian Shepherd that's bred to run 20 miles a day. It's not a good man.
Right.
Personality-wise. But if you get an aggressive dog and an aggressive owner, that's a bad match.
Yeah.
But what kind of person trains a dog to fight for money? What kind of human does? It's just awful.
Yeah.
I can show you a German Shepherd that's a kitty, man. I can hug that dog till they're a kitty, right? It's a lot about how you raise them.
Yeah, I don't see many fighting dogs anymore. The one guy brought a dog in, said his dog had been attacked by a squirrel, said, yeah, sure, brought it in. It's half its ears ripped off.
Oh.
It's like, I report fighting in, and that word gets around. If you're a veterinarian, you do that.
Good. Dr. Todd Likens, pet pro. I don't hear boof, doesn't get paid. What happened?
he's waiting on breakfast. He's focused.
How can people find you, connect with you?
Hey, Ms. Taylor's on the job. 217-355-5051. Texting is by far the better way to get it.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Todd. Thank you so much. We'll check your weather, get to some news coming up next.
Logan, every month, let's check weather for Eastern Illinois, Champaign, Van Ham vicinity, and these waning days of summertime expected to give way to more summer-like weather as we roll into the fall season right here just before the daybreak hours of Saturday. Football Saturday itself, well, delightful. Temperatures up past the 80-degree mark at kickoff time with a fair amount of sunshine. Showery weather begins over the course of the back end of the weekend and through much of next week as well, but not the complete story for the entire fall season. Milder to warmer and drier with El Nino still in high overdrive. Partly sunny, 78 today with southeast to south winds. There are some showers up along and north of the Kankakee this morning. Partly cloudy, 56 for tonight. Mostly sunny for the day tomorrow at 82. We'll climb to 83 with a partly sunny Thursday, 84 on an unseasonably warm Friday. And over the weekend, dry Saturday, maybe a shower or two coming along Sunday and Monday. High temperatures low to mid 80s, nice down between 55 and 60 degrees. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solier.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful weather here in East Central Illinois, and I know I did see some harvesting going on already. The people are out, and corn and beans are looking pretty close. We'll be right back with the news. Another hour to go, ESPN 93.5. It's coming up on 8 o'clock.
You spend half of your life indoors. That's half of your life underneath your roof. Who do you trust to keep you safe and dry underneath it? The name to remember is Roof Doctors. Roof Doctors understands the harsh weather conditions that your roof endures because they're a family and locally owned business. From your community, for your community, the doctors who make the house calls, Roof Doctors. At roofdoctors.com or phone 328-7529. Rest easy under a roof that's been treated by Roof Doctors.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis